Let's talk now to the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, who joins us. Minister, very good afternoon to you and thanks for talking to us on the programme. I think we had a pretty clear illustration of in just one part of the health service, the impact of this. What's happening now in terms of trying to get to the heart of this, the establish the scale of the infiltration of the IT systems? What progress has been made and how long is all this going to take, do you think?
Good afternoon, Brian. Yes, it really is a despicable attack, and it's an attack not just on the HSC. It's an attack on the people of Ireland, and it's an attack, most importantly, I think, on the patients and their families. And the individual reports we're hearing and testimony we're hearing is heartbreaking. And we are doing everything that can be done. No effort is being spared. What we're focusing on right now are radiology and diagnostics, radiation oncology, patient administration and voluntary hospitals. A lot of the reason for radiology and diagnostics from the conversation you've just had, obviously it's very important. There is some good news there. Progress is being made. There are teams working on this. There are hundreds of people across the system working on this. Radiology and diagnostics, there is good progress being made. Similarly for radiation oncology and the patient administration system, that's really important so the hospital knows who's meant to be coming in and they can prepare.
And when you say, Minister, you're focusing on these, does that mean a painstaking process of going through the system to see actually if the ransomware is in there, if there's been a penetration or if it's safe to reopen?
That's right. That's exactly it. So the HSE is working with the National Cyber Security Centre, the Gardaí, obviously, and then a cyber security firm and a lot of input from tech experts and firms here in Ireland as well. And what's going on is system by system, server by server, they're being scanned to see have they been compromised, to what extent have they been compromised, what quality is the data in. What the HSE with their partners did over the weekend was build the first layer or the base layer, which is what you rebuild all of the other systems on. So that work is going on right now.
And is it the case that the hackers have managed to lock the systems down, that access actually is denied?
Well, the HSC actually shut its own systems down. Yes. On advice from the National Cyber Security Centre. So they are accessing the various servers, but there's very technical, very forensic work going on server by server to see what level they're at before they can be brought back
up
online.
So this is the work of weeks at a very early stage. Is that the position at the moment?
Certainly the briefing we have from the cyber experts is that to have all of the systems back online where we want them will take weeks. However, it is important to say to patients, many of whom are very worried last night, that there is progress going on in those priority areas and we don't expect that it will take weeks to get some of those higher priority systems up and running. I think, Brian, it's also important to reassure people that many important services are running. The emergency departments are up and running, but we are asking people to be understanding if they have to go to emergency departments. The staff are obviously dealing with a lot. The ambulance service is running, testing and tracing is running, and anyone can go to any testing centre, just turn up if they want to get to get tested. And critically, the vaccine programme is running full speed ahead as well.
There has been a ransom demand, has there?
I'm not involved in that side. That really is a matter for justice. What I'm focusing on, myself and the HSC and the Department of Health, are getting the healthcare systems back up and running for patients.
And medical files, are they backed up? Are those backups available? Have they also been compromised?
There's some good news here, which is that there are quite extensive backups, and the information we're being given from the experts is that a lot of them have not been compromised. Now, it doesn't mean we'll have perfect backups, but certainly there are backups there, and that backup data and historic patient data will be accessible. It may not all be accessible. The very latest data may not be accessible. But the information we have is that there is quite extensive uncorrupted backup data available.
Reports today that redacted files have appeared online, suggesting the criminals have accessed sensitive personal data attached to patients and to patient files. Is that the case? Has that material appeared? And how has that been interpreted?
There have been postings of heavily redacted material. There hasn't been any confirmation provided that these may be legitimate files. My understanding is that in some cases, these criminals will use falsified data to make it look like they have the information. But certainly the Department of Justice and An Garda Síochána Síochána are looking very, very closely at all of those issues.
But has confidential data, medical and non-medical, been accessed?
The cyber experts are still working through exactly that. So, as you said, they're having to go through thousands of machines, thousands of servers to ascertain exactly what may or may not have been compromised and downloaded.
But the concern here would be that it's medical data, which in itself is of significance, but also other non-medical data, home addresses, PRSI numbers, bank details, the Tusla family and child case files. We were talking about them on this programme yesterday.
That's right. And it's really despicable. We've seen a big increase in global attacks on healthcare systems in the last while.
And yeah. But you don't know whether that sort of material has been compromised.
It's the briefing that the technical experts are putting together on this at the moment. We have no verification yet that what has been posted is real data.
But if the government's position is still that no ransom will be paid, and a number of ministers, including the Taoiseach, have said that, is it then inevitable that some material will be released?
Well, sir, first of all, it is our position that no ransom will be paid. As to what information has been downloaded, that's something that we are awaiting a detailed briefing from the technical experts on. If it is the case that sensitive information has been released, then of course it is possible that will be released. That is something that these criminals have done in the past.
We've also learned that there was a cyber attack or an attempted attack on your own department, on the Department of Health, last Thursday in advance of the HSE attack. That, we're told, was successfully prevented or blocked. What happened there? At what point were you informed that there was a threat to your own department's IT systems?
That's right. So we found out on Thursday that there was suspicious activity. The department IT team notified the National Cybersecurity Centre. They got technical advice, and the language used is that the various malware that was put on didn't detonate. It was prevented from detonating. However, it is still the case that the Department of Health systems are down, and the teams are working very hard to put them back in place.
Yeah, and when were you informed of this?
I was brought up to all of this early Friday morning.
And what about any alert being raised by the department with the HSE, which became aware of the attack on its IT systems in the early hours of Friday morning?
So the department followed the protocols which any government department would, which is they informed the National Cybersecurity Centre. We got a technical briefing on this from the cyber experts, who said that by the time the HSE systems were shut down, there was no information from the Department of Health attack which would have suggested that the HSE had been attacked as well. They went on to say that even if somehow that information could have been ascertained, that the attack on the HSE system was so sophisticated and so deep that even attempting to shut it down likely would have caused the criminals involved to trigger the malware.
But the HSE wasn't told, was it, that there was an attack underway on Thursday, or an attempted assault on the Department of Health on Thursday? They discovered in the early hours of Friday morning.
Whether there was any communication from the cybersecurity network, I don't know. But certainly the Department of Health's communication was with the National Cybersecurity Centre. But again, the briefing we got was that there was nothing that happened in the Department of Health that would have led anyone to believe that the HSE was under attack.
And Minister, the former Chief Information Officer of the HSE, Richard Corbridge, was on Morning Ireland this morning saying that there has been underinvestment in IT security within the organisation. We heard the former HSE boss Tony O'Brien saying yesterday that spending on cyber security is around a quarter of what it should be. Was the eye off the ball on this when it came to keeping our IT systems, our health IT systems, secure?
certainly one thing we want to look at is the relevant spend. Is it possible that there was underinvestment? Maybe there was. Obviously, there are huge demands on healthcare spending to hire more staff, to buy in MRI machines and to do all of these things. What I can tell you is that the investment in IT has increased very, very significantly. So in 2019, it was about 130 million. This year, it's 203 million. And this year, I sanctioned nearly a doubling of ICT staff. So there were about 400 and we're adding 358 to that. So very, very significant investment has been going on for some time.
But not significant enough to allow the replacement, for example, of the Windows 7 operating system, which was an issue raised at the end of last year. Dr. Simon Woodworth from UCC was telling this programme that the pace of migration is pathetically slow and creates a single point of failure that could have massive consequences.
It's certainly something that we can take a look at, and we'll get a lot of good technical information from the firm that is doing the deep work on it at the moment.
But Minister, this was last December. Why weren't you taking a look at it then?
Well, I've no doubt the HSE was, and the HSE has always taken cybersecurity very, very seriously. Remember, Brian, the HSE is the victim in this. There has been a very big increase in global attacks, specifically on healthcare systems. This one happened to get through, but there is no doubt but that we will want to learn a lot from this to make sure that the systems are as secure as possible.
Just a couple of other issues: pay for, I think it's 146,000 HSE staff. They're paid at various stages during the month. I think there might be some due to be paid this week. Are those systems operating?
At the moment, they are not operating. My understanding is that there would be a payment this Thursday, but I know it's an absolute top priority for the HSE to make sure that those payments go through.
Just finally, before I let you go, the vaccine programme, we were told that the IT system there is quite separate. It hasn't been infiltrated or compromised. What's the next stage now of rolling forward with the vaccination of the next population group?
That's right. The vaccine program is going full steam ahead, and it hasn't been compromised. We've hit over 2 million doses, as you know. In the last few days, we've hit over 2 in 5 adults now have had their first dose. And the week that's just gone is likely to be a record week. And indeed, there was one day with about 50,000 vaccinations. So it's moving very, very quickly. I'm delighted to be able to share with your listeners now that as of tomorrow, we're opening the portal for 45 to 49-year-olds. That'll start as it has before with 49 and then day by day open up. So another some really, really good news. The vaccine program is going from strength to strength.
And people, when they register, who provide their own personal information, can they be confident it's secure?
I believe they can. Yes, the system hasn't been compromised. It's a new system. It's been put together by the technology partners with the HSE and with Salesforce and IBM. And we have no indications that it's been compromised at all.
Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, thanks for talking to us on the programme. Back with more after this short break.
Awaya is a free mortgage arrears support scheme providing financial, legal